Good morning. Welcome to Atlanta Chinese Christian Church North. What an awesome way for us to start off the new year by coming together to worship our awesome God together. Just in case you are wondering what happened to a lot of our young people, as Sean has prayed, many of them are at our youth winter retreat. So they are coming back tomorrow around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So for those parents who are wondering when they're coming back, please take notice. And so you will be here to pick them up. So as we venture into the new year, now how hopeful are you? Are you optimistic or pessimistic about what the new year may bring? Does the thought of a new year bring you excitement? Or does the thought of the new year bring you despair? While some of us may be thankful for the new year because very often we feel like, hey, we can have a brand new start. Now, others of us may actually feel overwhelmed or even fearful about what the new year may bring. Now, for some of us, last year was not easy. Some of us have lost our jobs. Some of us have lost our health, and some of us have even lost our loved ones. Now, many of us have encountered difficulties in our relationships and even at work. Now, since none of us knows what tomorrow will bring, what confidence can we have about the uncertainties of the future? What confidence can we have about the trials that will come our way? What confidence can we have about the challenges that we will face in the coming year? And this morning, I want to share with you from the Bible about having confidence for the future. God made it possible for us to be confident because He has given us His Word, His Spirit, and His people. As Christians, we can have confidence for the future because we have the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the people of God. Now, we can be confident for the future because of the Word of God. Now, how can the Bible, the Word of God, give us confidence for the future? Now, for those who don't know the Bible well, they may think of the Bible only as an ancient book with a lot of nice stories for little kids. But for those of us who know better, we know that the Bible is God's revelation to us. Now, in this revelation, God tells us where we came from and where we are going. In the Bible, God tells us the beginning and the end of human history and what is in between. Because the Bible tells us how everything started and how everything will end, we can have confidence for the future. In Matthew chapter 5, verse 18, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished." Now, Jesus is telling us that human history will unfold just as it has been recorded for us in the Bible. While the Bible is not a comprehensive nor an exhaustive historical record for the entire human history, it does record for us all the significant developments and information about God's salvation in human history for us. Did you know that before the nation of Israel came to be, the Bible has already prophesied about its coming? Did you know that before the nation of Israel was destroyed, the Bible has already prophesied about its demise? But this is not all. The Bible foretold the rises and falls of major world powers like the Assyrians, the Babylonians, the Persians, the Greeks, and the Romans. Jesus told us in Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 and 7, how history will continue to unfold before He comes back. Look at what the Bible says. "You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen. But the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. In other words, the Bible tells us before the second coming of Jesus Christ, we will continue to hear and see political unrest between and among nations. Before the second coming of Jesus Christ, we will continue to hear and see man-made and natural disasters happening. Jesus further tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verses 10 through 13, at that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Not only does Jesus tell us there will continue to be political unrest and wars, man-made and natural disasters, Jesus also tells us that there will be spiritual challenges ahead of us. Because of the turmoils and the calamities to come, many people will abandon their faith in God, and many false religious leaders will use this opportunity to deceive people and lead us away from God. There will be challenging times ahead of us in all arenas of life. Now, all these challenges will come to test the genuineness and refine the quality of our faith in God. They will either expose our lack of faith or reveal the substance of our trust in God. They will either disclose the shakiness or show the strength of our faith. Now, only those with genuine trust in God will endure to the end and be saved. In John chapter 14, verse 33, Jesus said, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. You see, this is what I appreciate about the Bible, because it is extremely realistic and practical. See, the Bible doesn't paint for us a naive or an idealistic picture of what life should be. The Bible actually tells us like it is. There will be difficult times ahead. We will face troubles in life. Jesus tells us how human history will unfold in advance, so we can have peace, knowing He is in control. And because God is in charge, we can trust Him. We can have confidence for the future because God has already recorded for us what we need to know. Now, while many of us will find confidence in knowing what is to come, some of us may actually be overwhelmed with such information. Now, how can we navigate through the challenges ahead of us, knowing that there will be many? Now, this leads me to my second point this morning. We can have confidence for the future because we have the Spirit of God. Now, God didn't give us the Bible to overwhelm us. God gave us the Bible so that we can be informed and not be surprised. In addition to giving us His Word, God also gives us His Spirit to help us understand and apply the truth in His Word. In John chapter 14, verses 16, 17, and 26, Jesus tells us, and I will ask the Father, and He will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of truth, the counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things. Now, Jesus tells us, for those of us who trust in Him, we will receive the Holy Spirit from God, who will be with us forever, us our counselor. Now, He will teach us to understand God's truth and help us to navigate through the challenges in our lives. And this is how we know that God is always with us, because His Spirit never leaves us. So how does the Holy Spirit help us in our trials? Look at Romans chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. The Bible says, we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance, character, and character, hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. Now, this passage tells us there will be difficult times in our lives. Notice the word suffering. Just because we believe in God does not exempt us from the unpleasant things in life. However, even in the midst of our trials, we can still rejoice and remain hopeful because the Holy Spirit assures us that God loves us. And the Holy Spirit makes it clear to us that God allows the sufferings to come our way to produce in us perseverance and character. The Holy Spirit is the one who carries us through our hard times and supplies us with strength, courage, hope, and joy, all the while reminding us God's love, no matter how tough our circumstances may get. Not only that, the Bible tells us, even when we feel like we can no longer go on, sometimes life gets so hard, we may become speechless before God because words can no longer describe how we feel. Now, it is the Holy Spirit who comes to our aid and helps us by praying for us to persevere and not give up in doing God's will. Romans chapter 8, verses 26 and 27 tells us exactly that. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us in accordance with God's will. Now, as we learn to become more aware and sensitive to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, as we learn to become more obedient and responsive to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives, the Bible tells us that we will find ourselves manifesting godly qualities in our lives. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 tells us the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. See, even in the midst of our troubles, we will see ourselves growing and responding with such godly qualities if we allow the Holy Spirit to help us. Now, we will become more confident when we see what God is doing in our lives through the Holy Spirit. There will be challenges, difficulties, and trials ahead, but we can remain confident for the future because we have the Spirit of God, who is always with us and who is always ready to help us in our times of need. Finally, we can have confidence for the future because we have the people of God. Now, God made us to be relational beings. God has never intended for us to go through life alone. That is why he gave us two families. One is our physical family, and the other is our spiritual family. Now, both are crucial for our growth and our well-being. But let me just use the remaining few minutes to focus on the importance of our spiritual family, the local church, our Christian brothers and sisters. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, the Bible tells us, "Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." You see, the local church exists to encourage us toward love and good deeds. And that is why we meet on a regular basis. We all get discouraged and frustrated from time to time. Knowing that we will need encouragement and support, God has provided for us his people so that we can be there for one another. Now, when the local church functions as God has intended it to be, when our spiritual family serves God's purpose, we will hold each other accountable in doing God's will. We will encourage each other to persevere, and we will help and support one another in our times of need. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15 tells us what we should do for one another. The Bible says, "And we urge you, brothers, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back evil for evil, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Now, as God's people, we are to love each other enough to confront each other when we notice someone is not living a godly life. As God's people, we are supposed to love one another enough to encourage one another when we notice that someone is discouraged, fearful, or even worried. As God's people, we are supposed to love one another enough to give a helping hand when we notice someone is lacking in physical health, financial resources, moral purity, or spiritual vitality. And while we support one another, we are to remain patient and kind in all that we do. You see, brothers and sisters, life is not easy. Soon or later, we will all need a helping hand. And this is where the support from God's people becomes so important. This morning, let me end with one more passage. Galatians chapter 6, verses 2, 9, and 10. The Bible instructs us we are to carry each other's burdens. And in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who belong to the family of believers. That's what the church is here for, to give support and encouragement so we can have confidence for the future. And as we venture into the new year, may we have confidence for the future, knowing that God has provided us three powerful resources: the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the people of God. Our future may be filled with challenges, difficulties, and trials. We can be confident because we can trust God to guide us in His Word. We can depend on the Holy Spirit to be with us at all times, and we can count on God's people for support. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, we do want to thank you and praise you. What a great way for us to be reminded of your goodness, your faithfulness at the beginning of the new year. God, we know that for many of us, a new year may mark a new beginning. But we know that you are not confined by the way we look at time. We know that for you, every day for us, every moment for us is a new beginning, as long as we are willing to come back to you. And so, Lord, I pray that this morning, not because it's January of 2011, but it is because we genuinely come with the right heart, so that this would mark a new beginning for every one of us. God, I pray that whatever challenges may lie ahead of us, I know some of us may already feel overwhelmed with what we have to face. But Lord, we are reminded that your word gives us clear instructions, that your spirit is ever present with us, and that your people is always ready to help. And I pray, Lord, in this new year, we will have confidence, not because we are so good and so capable, but because we know that you are so good and you are so capable that we can count on you for all things in our lives. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the unchanging love from our Heavenly Father, the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us, so that we would truly have confidence for our future, not because everything is going to be easy, not because everything is going to go well, but because we know the one who holds tomorrow is the one who are with us at all times. In Jesus' name, amen.